Above all, three things are very powerful. The dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas, the remnants of their food, Mahamaprasad, and the water to wash their feet, Charanamrita. These three things can give Krishna prema, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So what's the secret here?
There must be some another secret meaning. I think I read somewhere something about this.
Secret meaning. There's not really any author. There was some commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita written by Vishnu Chakravarti, but it got lost. No one knows where it is. So there's no universally accepted good commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So my guru told me. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita towards the end, onto the chapter 16, verse 60. Bhaktapada Duli, Ara Bhaktapada Jal, Bhaktabhukta Avashesha, 18 Mahabal. The dust of the feet of pure devotees, it doesn't say pure devotees, says the dust of the feet of devotees, Bhaktapad. And the water to wash their feet and the remnants of their food has great power. This has been explained in the Shastra again and again. The thing is, he has a question asked, what's the secret of this? The secret of this is in the Vaishnava Charitra. Charitra means biographies of Vaishnavas. There's a famous book in Hindi, now it's in English, called Bhaktamal. Bhaktamal by Navadas. Navadas. And there he has biographies of different Vaishnavas showing the power and the effect of receiving remnants from Vaishnava or the water from his feet or the dust of his feet. And there's so many stories of different Vaishnavas that attain different perfections in a book called Saints of Bengal and Saints of Braj by Obiyal Kapoor. There's biographies of different Babajis and Sannyasis, Siddha Saints, that had amazing things. So therefore, the Shastras are saying that Krishna's Kaviraj observed that fact himself 500 years ago and wrote about it. So they say a proof of the pudding is in the tasting. Pudding means proof of the sweet rice is in the tasting. Or the sabji. If you had a cheese sabji, it didn't taste good. So the proof is there in the lives of the Vaishnavas. So many transformations. People got framed. There's stories, I read stories about yogis. One yogi was taking a bath in Ganga. And he came out and he had jata. He went like this. He shook his head. And drops came out of his jata and landed on a leper. The leper got cured of his leprosy. He was lying in the bushes near the Ganga. And Rishi didn't see it. Rishi went like, you know, women have long hair, they go like that. You know. His hair went like that and drop went that too. So it's the power of the Ganga and the Rishi together. The top of all, the powerful austerities Rishi was packed in the water drops was there. And the leper was bathing every day in Ganga. And he didn't get cured of his leprosy. He was bathing every day. But when he got the draft from the sadhu, so that's water to wash the feet and the body, everything. So whenever you see somebody with jata, take a bath. Run next to it like that. Then you come pure devotee. Actually, it's good to bathe when saints are bathing. That's why people go to Kumbh Mela. You gotta come out and be in the water when saints are bathing. So I haven't read or heard any esoteric description of this verse, so I can't convey anything other than what I said. Maybe we should believe it, that's the main thing. Because everything is based on faith. Because behind faith is who? Who is behind faith? Right, Bhagavan, Krishna. Krishna is attained by faith, Krishna sustains faith, and Krishna initiates bhakti by faith. Adosha tata sarasanga. Adosha tata. Bhakti bhajan begins with shraddha, and shraddha is the gift of God. Shraddha is God. Faith in God, the faith in God is God Himself. Shraddha is female word, shraddha. Shraddha is a shakti. Shraddha. A girl's name also. We have Bhakti Devi, Shraddha Devi, Prema. Prema is female also.